It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. I'll have this morning's stories coming up. The summit, the Farm Futures Business Summit, is this week. It's Thursday and Friday at Iowa City, Iowa, and they have a lineup of 30 speakers who'll be presenting in 18 different sessions. Some of those folks, by the way, are farmers, progressive farmers who know how to lead their agriculture operations forward in these choppy waters of the ag economy these days. Others are agriculture economists there on the program, farm business management specialists. You will learn, producers, if you attend the Farm Futures Business Summit. The whole lineup is on the website, farmfuturessummit.com. Every year, there's a great turnout for this meeting, and I'm told the attendance will be very good this week. But there's room for you at the Farm Futures Summit, Coralville, Iowa, right next to Iowa City. The website is farmfuturessummit.com. It's Thursday and Friday. Your wait to get through the TSA line at the airport may be a little longer than usual. But then again, it may not. The Transportation Security Administration says the number of employees calling in sick is at about 10%. That compares with about 3% a year ago as the partial government shutdown continues. The TSA says some airports are experiencing longer wait times than usual. But that wasn't my experience flying last week. When I flew both Wednesday and Friday, there were no lines. Now, if this situation were to continue on into spring break, that would be a very different story. From this week in agribusiness, the National Western Stock Show at Denver could easily be called the International Western. Last year, some 600 people from 37 other countries were in attendance, roaming the exhibit halls and watching the rodeo and horse shows. Mexican cattleman Alonzo Beckman has been there this year. He told the Denver Post his father attended the National Western from 1953 up until his death 10 years ago. And Alonzo said this is his sixth or seventh trip to the National Western. Alonzo is likely getting a good taste of Colorado winter this morning. Winter storm advisories have been posted. Parts of eastern Colorado could have several inches of snow by the time it's all done today. That mall south of Chicago, where one person was shot and killed and another injured last evening, has a record of being a rather safe place. It's in Orland Park, Illinois. That's where Tim McCarthy is the chief of police. He has been for almost 25 years. Tim McCarthy was a Secret Service agent when he blocked a bullet intended for President Reagan 37 years ago this spring. Sometimes there are interesting stories about the aircraft itself when a plane crashes. And that one that went down in rural Ohio yesterday, killing two men, was a DC-3 manufactured by McDonnell Douglas 77 years ago. It was certified airworthy by the Federal Aviation Administration just last July. The men who died were the pilot and co-pilot. No one else was on board that aircraft when it went down near Kidron, Ohio. That's southwest of Canton, southeast of Wooster. A Cleveland TV station says the charter plane was in Africa a couple of years ago for a period of 18 months with the humanitarian aid organization Samaritan's Purse. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. It's this week, Thursday and Friday, at Iowa City, Iowa. The website, farmfuturessummit.com. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.